This is Akashvani, the news read by Renu Kataria. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has reiterated India's firm commitment to support an early, abiding and peaceful resolution of Russia-Ukraine conflict in telephonic conversation with Russian President Vladimir Putin. Both leaders exchanged perspectives on the issue. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that he spoke with Mr. Putin and discussed the measures to further strengthen special and privileged strategic partnership. The Prime Minister added that he shared his insights from the recent visit to Ukraine. Minister for Foreign Affairs of Chile, Alberto Van Claveren, has arrived in New Delhi. Today, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar and Foreign Affairs of Chile will co-chair the second India-Chile Joint Commission meeting in New Delhi. Apart from this, Mr. Claveren will also participate in Chile-India Business Agriculture Summit today and later proceed to Mumbai. A two-day conference themed on the life and teachings of Guru Rinpoche, one of the most revered figures in Buddha Dham, will be held at Nalanda in Bihar today and on tomorrow. The Culture Ministry has said that the event will be organized by the International Buddhist Confederation in collaboration with the Nav Nalanda Mahavihara. Guru Padmasambhava, also known as Guru Rinpoche, lived in the 8th century in ancient India. One of the most revered figures of Buddha Dhamma today, he is credited with the dissemination of Buddha Dhamma across the Himalayan belt. The key themes of the conference will include his life and teachings, his travels across the Himalayas, and his relevance in the present time. Andhra Pradesh Chief Minister N. Chandrababu Naidu has issued directives to ensure that all temples in the state maintain a peaceful and clean environment for devotees. In a review meeting with the Endowments Department at State Secretariat in Amravati yesterday, the Chief Minister made several significant decisions. He emphasized the need for quality services, including better lodging facilities for visitors. To support temple staff, Mr. Naidu announced an increase in salaries for priests from Rs 10,000 to Rs 15,000, benefiting 1,683 priests. He also approved a hike in the funds allocated for temple rituals and offerings. The Chief Minister called for strict measures to prevent forced religious conversions and ensure that only Hindu practices are followed in temples. Additionally, Mr. Naidu announced a monthly allowance of Rs 3,000 for unemployed Vedic scholars. He stressed the importance of having a temple in every village and ensuring responsible use of temple funds. The nomination for the first phase of assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir ended yesterday. As many as 24 seats spread over 6 districts will go to polls in this phase on September 18. The scrutiny of nominations will take place today, while the last date for withdrawal of candidatures is August 30. Voting for the next two phases will be held on September 25 and October 1. The results will be announced on October 4. BJP yesterday released the third list of its 29 candidates for the ensuing assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir. The party has fielded Devinder Singh Rana from Nagrota seat, Pavan Gupta from Udhampur West seat, Chaudhry Abdul Ghani from Poonch Haveli seat and Baldev Raj Sharma from the Mata Vaishno Devi seat. The names of the candidates have been approved by the BJP Central Election Committee. Congress has released a list of 9 candidates for the ensuing Jammu and Kashmir assembly polls. The party has fielded its leader Ghulam Mohammad Mir from Dusra assembly seat, while Sheikh Riaz will contest on Doda seat. Pradeep Kumar Bhagat will be the Congress candidate from Doda West assembly constituency. Indian Railway Management Service Officer Satish Kumar has been appointed as Chairman and Chief Executive Officer of Railway Board. Currently, he is serving as Member, Traction and Rolling Stock. His appointment will be effective from the date of assumption of charge and first of next month to till the date of his superannuation and his re-employment on contract basis from 1st January to till 31st August of next year. In athletics, the Indian quartet of Jay Kumar, Neeru Pathak, Rihan Chaudhary and Sandramol Sabu qualified for the 4x400m mixed relay final after finishing overall third among 20 competing teams at the World Athletics Under-20 Championships in Lima, Peru yesterday. The Indian clocks their season best performance of 3:22.54 to finish second in Heat 1 and overall third. And that is the end of this news bulletin.